Today is first Friday of September, so we offer the Mass in honor of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you were here earlier, you might have seen me walking around. What I was looking for was for an image of the Sacred Heart. There's one right here, big statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, so he's the one we're honoring today. On First Fridays, and in any time we're honoring the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the issue of reparation comes up. Reparation to the Sacred Heart. What is that? Well, it's connected to the English word repair. Reparation and repair are connected, meaning we're fixing something. We're making amends. We're correcting for a fault. Very good idea. But we should remember that when it comes to sin, we can't by ourselves fix the problem. We can't overcome the problem of sin. Once we've sinned, we're stuck with it. Not like damage of things in the world. If you break whatever, you break a plate, you can replace it. But when it comes to sin, no. We're in a helpless condition on our own. The great thing about the work of Jesus Christ is that he is the repairer. He has made all the reparation. By his death and resurrection, he has saved us from sin and death, and that's what we celebrate. Well, if Jesus is the repairer and he's the one who overcomes sin, what's our job here? Why are we doing reparation on First Friday? Because he wants us to participate in his work. He wants us to be part of it. In fact, St. Paul mentions this in the first reading when he says, we should be regarded as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. We're stewards. We're given a work to do by the one who does the work. And that's part of the privilege of being baptized. We're made part of the body of Christ, so we do the work of Christ. The church continues the work of Christ. So that's what we're doing here, making reparation. The request of Jesus to St. Margaret Mary was to receive Holy Communion for 9 consecutive First Fridays. Perhaps some of you are doing that, and that's why you're here on First Friday. There's a lot of you here, so good for you. But don't limit your devotion to 5 consecutive First Fridays. I remember years ago a man telling me that he had already finished the 9. He wasn't going to do any more. Said, I think he missed the point. The idea of the 9 is to get some momentum so that we get used to living our life in reparation or giving ourselves to Jesus Christ, following his will. So we don't stop when we finish the 9. So you get the idea. That would be to miss it or to make it a mechanical thing. No, at the heart of devotion to the Sacred Heart is love. His love for us and his love for us first, and by far that's the biggest issue. But then in response, our love for him. Well, how do we make reparation? Prayer, sacrifice, service of others. Prayer, sacrifice, and charity. Or if you want to use the scriptural terms, prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Prayer connects us with God, strengthens our relationship with God. Fasting is a discipline of ourselves. It's a putting ourselves in the right place and stopping our unruly appetites, and then almsgiving or acts of charity, love of neighbor. So love of God, correct love of self, and love of neighbor. Well, the issue of fasting comes up in today's gospel. That's part of the reason why I brought it up here. Fasting was a practice in the old law, and the Pharisees and even the disciples of John the Baptist practiced fasting quite strictly, and they noticed that the disciples of Jesus, they didn't. And they asked, well, what's going on here? Part of being a religious person is fasting, and you're not doing it, and your disciples are not doing it. Good question. Jesus' answer is very surprising. He brings up this issue of a wedding banquet, and he says, how can guests at a wedding feast fast while the bridegroom is here? Did he change the subject? Why did he bring up a wedding feast when their question was about fasting? Isn't it a little bit of shock that he changed the subject, or he almost ignored the question? He deliberately shifted the focus so that they're not thinking about what they're doing, all their fasting. They're thinking about who is with them, the bridegroom. He's lifting their thoughts to a higher level and saying, now things have changed. Something new has appeared on the scene. The bridegroom is here, and now is the time to celebrate. You don't fast at a wedding feast. It would be, in fact, it would be inappropriate. It would be rude. No, it's time to celebrate, celebrate. That's what he's saying. This new thing is like new wine. And you don't put new wine in an old wineskin. We can't contain it. Don't put the gospel in, don't try to force your life of following Jesus Christ into the old ways. Don't fast the old way anymore. There's a new way of fasting, a new way of celebrating. So that newness, it changes everything. In fact, even our reparation to the Sacred Heart is not done with an Old Testament mindset. We're not just fulfilling the law. We are entering into the covenant of love. We're, as I said, responding with love for love. And that makes it a privilege to be able to come to First Friday Mass, to receive Holy Communion, to be able to offer sacrifices. It's a privilege. It's a grace. It's a joy. One last thought here. The very end of today's first reading, St. Paul says that when the Lord comes, he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will manifest the motives of our hearts. He judges what's inside, not what we do, but what comes from inside. We heard that on Sunday. And then he says, then everyone will receive praise from God. Everyone will receive praise from God? Aren't we the ones who are supposed to praise him? He says, he's going to praise us. Well, don't take it out of context. Not everyone is going to receive praise from God. Those who are responding in faith, those who are good stewards, good servants of Christ, are the ones who will receive praise. And this shows us what God really wants. He wants to share the fullness of his life with us. He's not here to burden us. He's here to lift us up to a union with himself. That's the praise he wants to give us. So yes, we praise him. We open our hearts to him. And then whenever we do that, he, in an overwhelming measure, fills us with his own life. That's why we receive Holy Communion, to be filled with the fullness of God.